From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Caroline Ballard. As of today, 78 people in Utah have tested positive for COVID-19. That's 18 more than yesterday. Angela Dunn with the Utah Department of Health says we're still in the beginning stages of the spread of coronavirus.
Outbreaks like this can be expected to last several months. People can do their part by adhering to the social distancing measures and recommendations that we put into place, and of course also staying home when you're sick.
So far, more than 1,500 people have been tested in Utah. And despite the growing number of cases in the U.S., China announced yesterday they had no new cases of COVID-19. Grand County and the Navajo Nation have both taken extreme measures to limit tourism and slow the spread of coronavirus. San Juan County is sandwiched between the two, but it's still open for business. From our Southeast News Bureau, Kate Gretzinger has more.
Jen Davila owns La Posada Pintada, a hotel in Bluff. It's usually booked up in March, but she says it's currently empty.
Right now, yeah, we're just dead. We're dead in the water.
Davila is the president of Business Owners of Bluff. She says most members of the group are in favor of staying open.
Yes, we're all worried about getting sick, but more to the point, we're worried about finding groceries and being able to pay for them.
Spring is the start of the tourist season in San Juan County, but hotels here have been reporting a spike in cancellations over the past 2 weeks. That's according to Natalie Randall, who heads up the county's Department of Economic Development. She says there was a small bump in visitors after hotels shut down in Grand County, but it didn't offset the general trend.
We are seeing some repercussions of visitors that were already in the area, but we're not seeing mass increases at this point.
In a statement, the County Health Department says it does not have plans to close hotels right now. Kate Gretzinger, KUER News.
While county health officials have temporarily banned any tourists from camping near the outdoor mecca of Moab, Utah, the Trump administration is encouraging more people to visit the nation's public lands during the pandemic. Our Mountain West News Bureau's Nate Hedgie reports.
The Interior Department has announced that it's temporarily waiving entrance fees for recreation areas, national monuments, and national parks. Secretary David Bernhardt said he wanted to make it easier for people to recreate on public lands. The agency is urging all visitors to follow CDC guidelines by washing their hands and maintaining a distance of 6 feet from other people. But critics like Jason O'Neill of the nonprofit environmental group Western Values Project say this could be a recipe for disaster.
Our national parks have seen record visitation, and our national parks often have been described as being loved to death. The idea that, you know, you can go into a national park and be away from everybody is somewhat of a little bit of a misnomer.
County health officials near some national parks in the region have pleaded with visitors to stay away in hopes they can stop a potential surge of coronavirus patients. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Nate Hedgie.
With the COVID-19 epidemic, blood drives on campuses and corporate offices across our region have been canceled. That's led to a shortage of donor blood. Amanda Peacher reports.
There's a lot to feel helpless about right now, but there is one thing you can do. Donate blood. The American Red Cross says it's safe for healthy people to do so right now. Donation centers are providing extra spacing between patients and have additional hygiene and safety precautions in place. Red Cross leaders say the response so far has been strong. If you want to donate, though, the American Red Cross wants you to make an appointment rather than just walk in. That's so the centers can maintain social distancing. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Amanda Peacher.
Utah's public colleges and universities are postponing or canceling spring commencement. The changes come after the state's COVID-19 Community Task Force recommended limiting group gathering size to practice social distancing to slow the spread of the virus. Some universities have announced there may not be a makeup ceremony, while others, like Dixie State, are asking seniors to take a survey for a possible new date to hold graduation. Utah Lieutenant Governor Spencer Cox announced today he has chosen State Republican Senator Deirdre Henderson as his running mate. In a video released by the Cox campaign, Henderson credits her time serving as a senator for preparing her for this role.
As we look at the problems that Utah's facing, I think we really need people in leadership who know how to work well with others, who know how to bring stakeholders together. That's what I've learned to do in the Utah State Senate.
If elected, Henderson would be the second woman to be lieutenant governor in the state. She's been a state senator for the past 7 years. You are listening to KUER News. I'm Caroline Ballard.